This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Limsu Ann and Dashan Johan. So before the break, we were talking to the founders of coronatracker.com to get an idea of what goes into putting up these tracker websites, as well as why they're so important today. Mm-hmm. And now on to our second story. As we said earlier today, it's World Theatre Day today. And World Theatre Day was initiated in 1961 by the International Theatre Institute and is celebrated every year by theatre communities all over the world. So usually various theatre events are organised to mark the occasion. And one of this includes the circulation of the World Theatre Day message, which is basically a figure of stature from the theatre community sharing his or her reflections on the theme of theatre and a culture of peace. For those who may not know, the very first World Theatre Day message was actually penned by French filmmaker Jean Cocteau in 1962. And ever since then, on the 27th of March, which is the date of the opening of the 1962 Theatre of Nations season in Paris, World Theatre Day is celebrated in many different ways across more than 90 countries across the world.
But it's a huge bummer that this year World Theatre Day has fallen during a period where the arts and culture scene in Malaysia and plenty of other countries around the world has been brought to a devastating halt, right? This is, of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the movement control order.
So the movement control order, while very much necessary, it has also meant that concerts, theatre shows and the likes have all been postponed or worse yet, cancelled altogether. And unfortunately, the people who work on these shows, you know, whether you're talking about the artists or the behind-the-scenes crew, more often than not, they are not being paid a monthly salary and instead are being paid for the work that you do, right, based on each show. So when there are no shows, it means they are not paid a salary.
And in fact, an artist by the name of Okui Lala, alongside a few other members of the local arts community, they've created a Google spreadsheet that lists all the arts and culture events that have been impacted because of COVID-19 and the movement control order here. If you check it every few days, it actually keeps increasing. As of right now, there are 158 events that have been cancelled or postponed. We actually spoke to Okui I believe it was last week.
Yeah.
So you can check out that podcast. Just search for Okui Lala on our BFM website.
But, okay, because it's World Theatre Day, this isn't going to be an all doom and gloom story, okay? As the saying goes, the show must go on. And this isn't just a catchy zinger, right? It's a phrase that a lot of artists live by. And so plenty of artists have decided to get creative and find interesting ways to spread their art during the movement control order. Mm-hmm. So in honour of World Theatre Day, let's take a look at what some theatre practitioners are doing. So first up is KL Pack, right, who organized something called Hashtag Lockdown Art. As part of Hashtag Lockdown Art, which is held by Ho Li Ching, they picked three monologues, basically, which are titled Oh My God, Dato Sri and Paper House, and asked others to post videos of themselves performing these monologues on Instagram. Also under the Hashtag Lockdown Art was a finger-tutting dance challenge specially choreographed by the Actor Studio dancer/choreographer Zafir Muzani.
I am so going to interject right now and display my ignorance. What is finger-tutting?
So finger-tutting, right? I'm not much of a dancer myself.
We are not TV. We can't make you demonstrate.
Yeah, but if was caught on camera, you can see me moving my fingers in a weird way. But if you just go... You see, they're laughing at me. But if you go on Instagram, the dancers that actually do it, it looks really cool. It's very interesting.
So essentially dancing using your fingers.
Your fingers, yeah. That's a way.
Okay, well, apart from that as well, there's also something called Teater di Rumah. And that is very interesting because Teater di Rumah is a collaboration between writer and director Fashali Fadzli's theatre company, Main Theatre, and an art space called Serambi Karya Bellamy. So basically, this initiative invites anyone and everyone to post short recordings of themselves on the social media platform, performing a scene from a play or even from a movie. So if you are interested to participate in this, don't forget to use the hashtag Teater di Rumah, and when you post, and tag Main Theatre as well.
Might be time for me to pull out my Godfather impression.
Yes, I think we'll love to see that.
Yeah, we're all just waiting with bated breath.
So one of the initiatives that stood out in particular is Ask an Artist by Mana Mana Productions, which sees artists and performers go live on Instagram to talk about their journeys and answer viewers' questions. To understand more about Ask an Artist, we got in touch with the founder of Mana Mana, Roisin Fatima. So I first started by asking her how Mana Mana Productions and other theatre practitioners in the country are coping with the movement control order and the COVID-19.
So I know that many companies have had to cancel or postpone shows and projects, and that most, if not all, practitioners have lost some jobs. And then I know a few who have lost their entire year of scheduled work. So there's complete loss of income, and they don't know if they can pay their bills or rent or put food on the table. Yeah. And there's a Google form actually going around that was created by Okuilala.
Yes. We actually did a story on that.
Okay. So now, like, to date, it's 156 events have been postponed. Or for Mana Mana, we were due to have three big projects this year. So one is on hold because it's a radio play project called Radio Theatre Nacional. So that's on hold because we can't get to the same place to do the recording. So we are trying to figure out mechanics to do work under the MCO. And then the other two, because they're both arts education projects working with and in schools, they may have to be postponed or even cancelled depending on how bad the situation is. So we're monitoring the MCO and the numbers and what the MOE decides to do going forward. Fingers crossed, everything crossed.
Yeah, hopefully we'll weather the storm and things will be back to normal as soon as it can.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the project that you're doing called Ask an Artist. What exactly is it about?
Okay, so just background, I'm a bit of a nerd. So I like to, I used to be a journalist, so I would interview performing arts practitioners all the time.
Ah.
So I love hearing about what people do. I was performance editor for Time Out KL.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very interested in how people started, why the interest in the arts, how did they start, how did they move from role to role. I'm always interested in that kind of thing. So I thought, I was thinking about what kind of content we could create under the MCO and then how and what we can learn from each other and also how to help those who are out of work. So whether they be the people who are sharing their stories or the people who are listening in. And also to help give people some sort of semblance of socializing, because I know that people are getting cabin fever also.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything, it was to make sure that we keep hope alive and to make sure that we like keep on keeping on.
So what exactly is this project about then?
A series of informal interactive chats with art practitioners.
Okay.
Via Mana Mana's Instagram Live.
Okay.
So they take over our account. And they share their journey and their craft with the online audience.
So people can ask questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, they can ask any question they may have about their work, their journey, how they began, what kind of challenges they're facing. Like, ask for anecdotes, funny stories, most embarrassing thing. They can ask them whatever they want to.
This Ask an Artist has been running for a couple of days now already. What has the response been like?
It's interesting in that the first night we were clashing actually with a lot of other things going on in the scene, but we had quite a number of people still tune in.
Okay.
And they asked a lot of questions because the first night was Charmaine Osman. And she wears so many hats. She's a writer, director, actor,
comedian,
producer and stand-up comedian. Yeah. So she was going into all of the different roles she plays and how she moves from different roles, like writing for stage, writing for screen, and then how to get into them, what you can do to get involved. And then one interesting thing that she did, and she was very generous in sharing this with us, because she's a stand-up comedian, she's such a funny person, she shared with us some funny jingles on COVID-19.
Oh, and the audience
loved it. They loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we need, you know, things like this to get our mind off the seriousness of the situation, right?
Yeah, to bring it to a lighter place.
Yeah, for sure. So why do you think it's important to keep theatre and the arts in general alive in, you know, whatever way possible, especially during these trying times?
I think times like this are when the arts are most needed.
Mm.
I think people forget that arts are not just a form of entertainment, but they also function as a mirror to society, a way to raise issues and awareness. And also, at the risk of sounding cheesy, they're a salve to the soul.
Yeah, it is, man. I'm a huge fan of the arts as well. Like, I'm a huge film buff, so I can totally understand that, you know, it's not just entertainment. It is, but it's also so much more than that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, and also not to mention not to forget the diversity of people and the roles that the arts support. So I think, right, to keep them alive right now is essential, especially for us to recover from this as a nation. I think keeping hope alive and keeping conversations going is crucial right now. And but I do think that we as a community, as an arts community, really need to start thinking about how we can innovate for like a possible long-term COVID-19 situation. I think a lot of people don't want to accept it, but we know that pandemics are in our future. So I think that we need to innovate to ensure that we as a community, as an industry, are more resilient, whatever may come in the future.
Definitely. So what do you hope people take away from Ask an Artist?
I hope that people learn.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people get to ask questions that have always been on their mind.
Mm.
I hope that people keep looking forward to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they start like really seeing arts practitioners as people who are just like them, who are doing their best work, trying to survive, trying to keep going, and recognize us as an industry that matters in Malaysia, supporting the arts community on that journey.
So how can the public help artists who aren't earning right now because of all these cancelled and postponed shows?
I think if you have bought tickets to shows that have been postponed or cancelled, please, please, instead of asking for a refund, consider donating the ticket instead. Because this will help companies to recoup a percentage of their losses and also to help them pay the salaries and the fees of their staff and the cast and the crew.
Yeah.
So that would be a very kind thing for you to for someone to do. And I hope that the term supporting the arts does not only mean going for shows, but to truly see the community now at our lowest when we need that support more than ever. I know these are dark days, but people can be that silver lining for us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, and also, can I do a little shout out?
Yeah, please do.
There's this initiative that's going on, and Shufitri and the team from Kaki Sini have spent a lot of time and effort compiling online arts events that are happening, that people are still the work that's still being done.
Mm-hmm.
And this initiative is called Sesi Asing Bersama.
Okay.
And you can go to kakisini.com/asingbersama and check out this whole huge list of people doing online work.
All right. Awesome.
Go and check that out and come and watch our work in COVID-19.
That was Roisin Fatima, founder of Mana Mana Productions. And, you know, in addition to the ones that she talked about, there are many more initiatives by local artists and production houses out there as well. You know, for example, there's the Monday Show School. They will be doing a free masterclass session in singing and performing monologues via Instagram Live. And you can just look for Monday Show School on Instagram. You can, you know, DM there for more information. There's also something called Drama Kilat by Mocha Mocha Inc., which is a minute-long episodic audio drama series, you know, that plays with atmospheric sounds. So you can look up Mocha Mocha Inc. in Instagram as well.
And we've received an anonymous WhatsApp here saying, some of my friends are full-time performers, so this has definitely impacted their income for the time being. And also given that we don't know how or when this, when the COVID-19 situation will die down, many producers and directors are putting shows on hold or cancelling them, and there could be costs involved as well. And as a performer, it's stressful for us because we don't know when our next show will be, but we are all trying to keep a positive outlook on this, to make the best out of the MCO. Some of us are writing more, posting covers on social media, and I think it's nice to see everyone working together to involve, new ways to include more people in the arts. And personally, the MCO is giving me more time to work on my craft, to watch more musicals, and to play my piano.
See, what I think is actually really great about many of these arts practitioners is the fact that even when they're not getting paid at the moment to do this work, they are so generously sharing their work with us, with the rest of us.
Yeah, they're fueled by passion.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, yes. Maybe a little bit of boredom. We're all a little restless. But no, I mean, the fact that they are putting these things up online for free, it's something that we really shouldn't take for granted. And I do hope that when we come out at the end of this tunnel, we spare a thought and we continue thinking about how we can maybe better support our local artists, our local theatre makers, because they are certainly there for us when we need them.
Because imagine what it would be without all these initiatives, right? Like, you know, like at least right now, we, even if, you know, let's say if you're a fan of the arts, we can't go and watch shows, but at the very least, you know, we can still watch our favourite artists and all on Instagram and social media.
So. Yep. And, you know, they're not charging tickets.
Exactly.
We do have to wrap up now, but if you have any thoughts, you can continue to tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can look us up on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, the podcasts are available at bfm.my/thedailydigest. Sorry, that's bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app or on Spotify. And coming up at 3 p.m., our History on Repeat series will continue with a segment on the Second World War and the Japanese occupation of Malaya. So that's all from us today on The Daily Digest. Have a great weekend ahead. Stay at home, hopefully having plenty of fun at home. And we leave you now with Can't Stop Fighting by Sheer Mag on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.